Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Well, Commissioner, it's been just right out of a week since it quit raining in South Carolina. And as the waters have receded, damage to structure, fields, you name it, is becoming more apparent than the last time you and I talked late last week.
Well, you're right, but to give a little correction, we had some rain over the weekend down in some of the impacted areas, maybe a couple inches in some places, so it was almost adding insult to injury. But you are right that we got to let the ground dry out to get out there and begin assessing what we have, how much infrastructure damage there was, what is that crop damage going to look like, and this is a week that we'll start that process. And after we get over that initial shock from last week, it's time to lace up the boots and go about our work of assessing, going about trying to figure out where we can secure some financial support for farmers along with crop insurance assessment. But the work really begins this week.
And you have plans to get creative on some of those fundraising efforts.
Well, we talked about it over the weekend that there are going to be people who will fall through the crop insurance coverage. We talked about that there was very little usage of some of the non-traditional crop insurance policies and how many of those farmers will need some help, how many plan to put in a crop next spring. So perhaps that's our place to find where we can help us, those who didn't have the insurance, plan to go again next spring, maybe help them with seed for next year. We don't know what's possible, but we just know it's the time for agricultural leadership to step up.
Of course, a lot of the damage you are anticipating is going to be to roads and bridges, which creates accessibility to some of these farms.
Well, we're already finding that. Here I was driving into Columbia yesterday and saying I'm going to take a route to look at some crop fields on one route into town, and that road was still closed, so I had to go another way. So, yeah, it's still out there, but I'm confident that our poultry farmers who might have had an accessibility problem last week took care of their problems. I just know how farmers are. We've done it with milk tankers before to get to a dairy farm, so I'm sure that the repair work is underway in the most essential areas, even last week.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.